It's good to see you all. It's been a joy to be with you these few days in seeking the Lord together in His presence. And I'm honored to share with you tonight. I feel a trembling, so you pray for me that God could minister by His Spirit and His grace to each of us. I have a few illustrations here, so let me get my things together here. You know, in the beginning God created. And as God created, He said it was good. It was very good, all that He created. And then God created man, and He created man in His own image. In the image of God created He them. And He created them male and female. And He created them in His image. God planted a garden of Eden where He placed man and woman that He had created. And in Genesis it tells us that man walked in the garden with God in the cool of the day. You know, God created man to have fellowship with his Maker, with his Creator, to be one with God. Adam and Eve enjoyed fellowship with God. Where God was, there was joy and pleasure and delight. And where God was, they were in His presence. In beautiful, sweet, unbroken fellowship and communion with God. You know, when God created you, when He created me, we also are created in His image. And we are created to have fellowship with our Creator, with God. What a beautiful fellowship they had. No sin. No guilt. No fear. No shame. No regret. Sweet communion and fellowship with God. Walking with God in the cool of the day. Enjoying God's presence. But then something happened. Then came the serpent, Genesis 3. If you want to open your Bibles to Genesis 3. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. Fear. Shame. Naked. And God comes walking in the garden just like He did other times to have fellowship with Adam and Eve. But something changed. Fear struck their heart. Guilt. Shame. Because they had sinned against God. They had disobeyed the voice of God. That old liar, the father of lies, the accuser, the one who comes to kill, to steal and destroy, had entered in and destroyed that oneness of their relationship, of the sweetness with their fellowship with God. And now they were hiding. And the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." You know, tonight, it is still the heart of God to have fellowship with you. Unbroken, sweet communion and fellowship without fear, without shame, without guilt. And tonight, my dear friends, Satan is still about seeking whom he may devour. He's still the destroyer. He's still here to kill and to steal and to destroy. He's the father of lies. Questioning, "Hath God said?" His ultimate goal is to separate you and me from God. His goal is to get us to fall for the devil's lie and to believe his lie and to partake of that which God has forbidden, to enter into agreement with Satan and his lie and partake in sin. And then it separates us from our Heavenly Father and our oneness with God. Oh, sad day that must have been when they realized that their sweet union and communion was broken with their Heavenly Father. And the Lord God drove out the man from the Garden of Eden. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Turn your Bibles to Revelation 5. Revelation 5. You see, the wages of sin is death. Revelation 5. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?" And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof." And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. They sung a new song, "Thou art worthy to take the book and loose the seals thereof, to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood." By thy blood. You see, the wages of sin is death. The scene we have in Revelation . There's no one worthy to open the book. And John wept much. Then he heard these words, "Weep not, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. The Root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof." And when he looked and beheld, he saw there in the midst of the elders, in the midst of the throne, and the four beasts, stood a lamb as it had been slain. Tonight, that broken relationship can be restored. Because Jesus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, hath prevailed. And He has given His life for us. And He has shed His blood for us. That He might wash us and cleanse us from our sins. How's your relationship tonight? Is your relationship open with God? Is heaven open over your life? And you can sing with all your heart, "Glory, I'm saved, and my sins are all gone. Oh, I had so many sins, but He took them all away, because all the way to Calvary He went for me." And as we sang that song, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Oh, the incredible love of God. Our God is awesome. Our God is amazing. Our God is love. And God so loved us, you and me here tonight, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Oh, the incredible love of God, the matchless love of Jesus. God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Maybe you're here tonight, and dear sinner friend, you're lost. And you have not given your heart and life to Jesus. You're unsaved tonight. You have not yet made the decision to follow Jesus, to sell out your life for Christ, to repent of your sin, and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Oh, sinner friend, tonight, the good news of the gospel is that Jesus Christ died to save sinners. And tonight His love reaches even to us here tonight. Maybe tonight you're backslidden. Maybe you're weighed down with sins that have crept in, the sin that so easily besets us and weighs us down and ensnares us and entangles us. Oh, behold the incredible love of God. Turn with me to 2 Chronicles 7. 2 Chronicles 7. Very familiar verse. Listen to the heart of God. 2 Chronicles 7. And we'll begin in verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then God says, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Oh, tonight, if you're backslidden, if sin has got a grip on you, God says in Hosea, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely. How's your heart tonight? You know, in the Scriptures, our heart is likened unto a vessel. In 2 Timothy, he talks about a vessel that is sanctified, that is cleansed, that is purified, that is prepared for the Master. How is your vessel tonight? Is your vessel clean? Pure? Sanctified? Prepared for the Master? How is your heart tonight? Are there spots on your vessel, and the vessel is tainted with pride? Maybe your vessel is tainted with evil thoughts. How's your heart tonight? How's your vessel in the sight of God? Maybe your vessel is defiled. With lust, immoral thoughts. How is your vessel tonight? Maybe your vessel is filled with bitterness and unforgiveness for the wrongs, the injustices that were done to you. How is your vessel tonight? How is your heart in the sight of God? Is there rebellion against your parents? Brother Daniel spoke about that. How's your relationship with your parents? Is it wonderful? Or is it okay? Or is it broken? How is your vessel tonight? One of the brothers talked about our friends. The Bible tells us that evil communications, they corrupt good manners. How is your vessel tonight? How is your heart tonight? Are there other things crowding out your love and affection to God? One of the brothers mentioned a passion. Oh, a passion and an affection. Just play video games. He spent many hours in a week wasting his time, when he could have been having communion and fellowship with God. How is your vessel tonight? Does your vessel need cleansing and washing? Is your heart full of agitations and worries and fears, and out of your mouth comes words of anger and frustration and slander, gossip. Pride. How is your vessel tonight? Behold the Lamb of God, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. No spots. No dirt, no sin. Jesus, who knew no sin. Shed His blood and was made sin for us that He might cleanse us and wash us from our sins. And as the Scriptures tell us, cleansing and washing us from our sins in His own blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. It cleanses and it washes. And you know, it not only cleanses and washes on the outside where people can see, but oh, the precious blood of Jesus. It cleanses and washes on the inside and makes us pure and clean within and goes down into the very depth of the recesses of the heart and of the conscience and takes away the shame and the guilt and cleanses us and washes us from all sin. Oh, hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus wants to cleanse you and wash you in His own blood. The pure, white, spotless Lamb of God shed His blood and tasted sin. He became sin for us. He who knew no sin took the penalty of our sin upon Himself. Death. And He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death. And not just any death, but even the death on the cross. And He took the shame and the spitting and the mocking and the scourging. And tonight, those stripes that they laid on Jesus are for you and my healing. By His stripes we are healed. Oh, sinner friend, tonight, Jesus is calling, come home, my child. Turn with me to Ezekiel 36. Ezekiel 36. And verse 24. I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness. And from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Ah, yes. Ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. And we are going to have sweet fellowship together. Because I am your God, and you are my child, you are my son. He says, I will take that old stony heart out, and I'll give you a new heart. I'll cleanse you and wash you from all of your idols, and your sins and iniquities, I will remember them no more. What an amazing, awesome God. He transforms us and He changes us, but He doesn't stop there. He said, I will put my Spirit within you. Ah, this is your vessel. And God says, I will put my Spirit within you, my Holy Spirit, my powerful Spirit, my dunamis, my dynamite, I'll put in you. And your life is going to be so changed because I dwell in you. My, that's amazing. I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgments and do them, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Tonight, it is the will of God that you be cleansed and washed from all iniquity and sin and be free and clean vessel in the hand of God. A vessel prepared for the Master's use, young men. A vessel with purpose. A vessel with dignity and honor. A vessel with a calling of God upon your life, sisters, that you can go on to serve God in fullness and in blessing because Christ dwells in you. His Spirit is within you. Oh, it's beautiful. And you know, He doesn't stop there. I will put my Spirit within you, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord. Ooh. And where I am, there you may be also, hidden in Christ. Your vessel is filled with the Holy Ghost to overflowing, and you are hidden in Christ Jesus. Ah. Where's the vessel? The vessel is hidden in Christ Jesus. It's Christ in you and you in Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Christ in you and you in Christ, abiding in Christ. Ye are Christ. Ye are bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. Fellowship restored. Oneness with Jesus. Oneness with the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Tonight, I don't know where you're at on this Wednesday night of this youth Bible school. But Jonathan, if we can have that song, there is a river. There is a fountain. Oh, come to this river. Come to this fountain. Let's go to the chorus if we can. There is a river. Let's go to the last chorus. Sorry, I'm making it difficult for you. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. Oh, like we sang that great hymn tonight, the blood shall never lose its power. And everyone who comes and cries out for cleansing at the foot of the cross, the blood is effective tonight to cleanse us and wash us from all sin and iniquity. Ah, there's a vast supply. There's a river that never shall run dry. Let's stand together to pray. Let's just quiet our hearts before the Lord. Oh God, tonight, open our eyes to see the great love wherewith You love us. Open our hearts to Your precious Holy Spirit drawing us unto Yourself, Lord Jesus. Oh Father, that tonight we would come to Jesus, we would come to the fountain, the cleansing stream where sins and iniquities are washed away to never be remembered no more. Oh, Father, tonight we ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that Your Holy Spirit would have free course in each of our hearts and lives. And Father, that tonight no one would have to leave this building unsaved and not knowing where they stand with God. Oh, thank You, Jesus. You said it is finished. Oh, Lord, tonight we ask, oh, come, Holy Spirit, and move among us and draw us to Yourself. Father, that we wouldn't go away tonight burdened down, weighed down with sins, with spots and wrinkles, with besetting sins, with secret sins that maybe no one knows about, but we know, and You know. Oh God, search our hearts tonight and draw us by Your love to Yourself, that we would run to Jesus and cast off the works of darkness, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a river, sing it with me, that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to this water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a sound from heaven like rushing mighty wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The prophet gave this promise, the Spirit will descend, and from Your inner being a river with no end. There is know, tonight, maybe there's a thirst in your heart. You know that there's more to the Christian life than you're experiencing. You know that there's a dryness there. A lethargy. Maybe disinterested. Isn't that vital life flowing? Oh, tonight I invite you to come like this thirsty woman. Maybe there's a besetting sin in your life. Tonight, come and meet the Master. I just want to say this is just an open invitation to respond to the Lord however God is speaking to your heart. If you want to come up front and someone else comes up front to pray with you, that would be a blessing. But let's just mind the Spirit of the Lord and let's just listen and obey His voice. There was a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. Then she met the Master, who told sends Him talking to you. He is here tonight. He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless His name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be the same.
That's right. He's here. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day to reach out and touch Him. Press through the crowd like that woman with that infirmity. Press through the crowd. What might the crowd be? Ah, what will others think? Press through the crowd like blind Bartimaeus. They told Him to be quiet, but He cried all the more. Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Oh, tonight, if you know your life is empty, and if you know there's a besetting sin that's got a hold of you, tonight is the night to be set free. He is here. Hallelujah. Do you hear Him calling your name? All to Jesus I surrender. Surrender it all to Jesus tonight. Give it all to Jesus. You know that thing that's taking too much of your time and devotion and affection? Surrender it to Jesus. God's speaking to your heart, just surrender it to Him. All to Jesus I surrender.
to Jesus I surrender.
As a dedication to the Lord. Oh, if you can just sing this from your heart. Oh, it just honors and blesses the Lord Jesus Christ as you surrender all to Jesus and you give yourself wholly to Him. I'm a little high.
All to Jesus I surrender.
I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. I will come into him and I will sup with him, and he with me. I am hidden in Christ. Christ is in me, and I am in Christ, and we are one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, tonight, do not lie against what God is speaking to your heart. God knows our heart. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with good and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee, buy of me gold tried in the fire. Tonight, will you serve Jesus? Will you let him come into your heart and heal your broken pieces? I will serve thee. I will serve thee because I love thee. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to bind up the wounded. And he came to set the captives free. And he came to preach deliverance to those that are bound. And to open up the house of the prison. Oh, tonight you don't have to stay one more hour, one more moment in the prison of sin. You don't have to stay one more moment in reveling and groveling in that unforgiveness and bitterness and brokenness. Jesus was broken. His body was broken for you and for me. There's healing. There's a fountain opened. Oh, tonight, I will serve thee because I love thee. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was nothing before you found me. You have given life to me. Darkest the hour. We need thy filling and thy love and thy mighty power. Oh, Christians, cry out to God for the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost in this dark hour. Come, Holy Spirit, darkest the hour. We
love and your mighty power. Move now among us. Stir us, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Revive the church today.
Amen. The Holy Spirit came at Pentecost. Came in mighty fullness, then he witnessed through believers, won the lost, and multitudes were born again. The early Christians scattered over the world, they preached the gospel fearlessly. Though some were martyred and to lions hurled, they marched along in victory. Can we have that chorus again? Come, Holy Spirit,
one with God. Christ in you, and you in Christ. This is the will of God for every one of us. Joel prophesied, in those last days, I will pour out my Spirit upon your sons and your daughters, and they shall prophesy. Oh, that we would go forth from this place an army prophesying. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.